Over 60 restaurants, two-day crowds estimated at 450,000. The annual Taste of Buffalo, the nation's second-largest food festival, takes place this Saturday and Sunday in downtown Buffalo. Leading an organizing committee of 25 and a total of 1,000 volunteers is the chair of the 2016 Taste of Buffalo, Jen Mitri. She stopped by our WBFO studios this week and provided details on what is fast becoming the buzz of this year's event, the Healthy Eating Contest.
Saturday, 2 p.m., the steps of City Hall. They will be setting up their table. Everyone will have a big bin, if you will, of pre-measured kale. So everyone will have the same amount. And then whoever eats the most in an allotted amount of time is the Kalia champion.
There's a cash prize.
There is a cash prize. Yep. Major League Eating actually takes care of that.
I like eating healthy like anybody else, but to eat that amount of kale, I think, is it going to be deep fried and dipped in chocolate sauce? Or?
No, it's not. It's going to be raw. They're going to mix it with some oil and vinegar, make it a nice raw kale salad.
For the first time in many years, WBFO will have a presence down at the Taste of Buffalo this year.
Yes.
They'll have a booth. Where are we going to be located?
We're excited to have you. You'll actually be right in front of the New Era parking lot, which is right next to our culinary stage, which is an attraction at the festival.
So you'll have two attractions in the same spot.
Exactly, exactly. It's a win-win.
You're going to have plenty of traffic control on there between the two, I'm sure, because there are so many restaurants. Any strategies for the festival
going? Yes. I have tons of advice on that. First of all, I'm a planner, so event planner. I plan it all. So these event guides we have, they're in every Tops location throughout Western New York right now. You can get one today, but you can also download it at tasteofbuffalo.com. There's not only the full version, so you can check out everything we have going on the culinary stage, all the local bands, so on and so forth. But more importantly to me, to plan your visit, you have to star those restaurants you want to try, right? Try some of your favorites, try something you haven't tried before, and really kind of make a plan of action, you know? And while you're there, look at something to do while you're full. Because my plan is I get there, I eat a bunch, I'm full, I walk around, I see a band, I visit with some sponsors, visit with you folks, and really experience the event to the fullest.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I know on the culinary stage, which of course will be significantly close to the WNED WBFO booth. Another cheap plug there. But there were a couple of, you wanted to make sure that you mentioned a couple of events that were going on there.
Most importantly, it's a giant tent. It's shaded. There's seating. Real important, because at some point you're going to want to sit down. We have the Sauce Boss coming in. So if you've never seen the Sauce Boss, he's kind of, I like to say, the Neil Young of cooking.
Really?
I may have given him a lot of credit. No one's Neil Young except Neil Young.
Right.
But he plays as he's cooking, right? It's super, super fun. So he'll stir some, he'll play some. And at the end, everyone gets to get a little bit of the gumbo that he's made throughout the show. It's a super, super cool show. So he's actually performing Saturday and Sunday.
Jen Mitri, chair of this year's Taste of Buffalo. Jen, to the 1,000 volunteers and to you, thanks for your service and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.